Hi everyone, this is Aaron. Thanks for listening to our podcast. I'm recording this segment separately from Jess. It's been a while since we recorded, and a lot has changed in our lives. What a journey it's been for our family. We're fundraising for our international adoption, and we knew this was the perfect time to jump back into our podcast. We wanted to have some fun with our fundraising, so we're here to talk about our first merch lineup. We recorded this short episode at night after we put the kids to sleep, just using a basic audio recorder. You'll hear a different side of us here, but we're really happy to be back, and we hope you enjoy listening. Our fundraiser can be found on our website, svrgnla.com, and of course you'll see us promoting it on our own individual socials. Thanks to everyone who has supported us so far, and thanks for partnering together with us as we pursue international adoption.
Oh man, this is hard.
Why is it hard?
Psyching myself out.
Read the sweater descriptions.
Expected to be shipped, delivered in July. Cool anti-club and golden sand crew neck sweatshirt, adult size only. Your purchase supports the various fees and expenses that comes with adopting internationally. We would love for you to join us as we grow our family and embody the gospel. It takes a team to raise our children. We are so grateful for the aunties and uncles in our lives who have come alongside us. And in the Asian culture, auntie and uncle is a very familiar phrase. To us, this symbolizes how you are an auntie or uncle to our kids and to your community. We would like to make it official and share a small symbol of our appreciation.
We are podcasting to promote our merch. We have merch now. It's good to see you guys again. I don't know, seeing you. We're happy to record again. I'm happy to record again. Jess, are you happy to record again?
It's okay. I know it makes you happy.
Anyways, we're fundraising to support our international adoption journey. Part of the reason why we said that fundraising and selling sweaters and using the website was a good idea was because Jess used Squarespace to do some church work. She did the VBS registration via Squarespace. She did the youth retreat registration via Squarespace. And it made sense that we would use our SVRGNLA website to sell some merch.
I think because we did some registration through Squarespace for church, I was already familiar with it. And I didn't want to try anything new. I wanted something low-key, so I didn't want to create like a Shopify account or something similar. I'm sure those are fine too, but I think I just needed to get it done. And you already made an SV account for us. I decided to just continue using Squarespace for the commerce. And then eventually I do want to put on my Etsy, but I don't want to put on Etsy until we actually get the physical crew necks and items, because I feel like just doing the digital version that we have now wouldn't work for an Etsy listing.
Would you put, so you'd put it on your Justly Okay Etsy?
Yeah, I probably would, since I have that account already.
We're very thankful for the people who have already pre-ordered the merch.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for trusting us and for supporting us.
Yeah, it's very surprising and also very, very generous and very nice for all the people who have supported us. Even if we did not purchase, we know you are praying for us and thinking of us.
Jess read the description for the cool anti-club sweater design.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a cool uncle club sweater design and a cool kids club design.
Yeah, so the idea of cool anti-club came about because I felt that I wanted the people who are around our children to know that even though me and Aaron are the primary caretakers of our kids, that the people who
we are surrounded by, our friends and family are all considered an auntie or an uncle to our kids. There's some sort of mentorship and discipleship and relationship that these people have in our lives and our kids' lives. So even if our friends or family don't have their own children, I want them to know that they are a very integral part of our kids' lives, being known as the auntie and the uncle. And being from a Asian American church, we identify and greet our older, I guess, females and males in our lives as auntie and uncle. So I think that that does have that reference as well, coming from an Asian American church.
How do you make the font for Cool Auntie Club?
I wanted like a cool, fun vibe, and I wanted something colorful and vibrant. So I decided to do some organic freestyle writing, very bubbly writing, but also try to make sure that it was readable. The colors, I think I chose like maybe 4 or 5 colors. It does increase the price the more colors there are, but I really wanted to make that vibrant, primary, bright colors because I think it should be fun. And it does lend itself that whole cool, young vibe that I wanted. And it's against a sand color, I think, because I like the sand taupe kind of a feel for the adults. I think it's a nice, subtle look. For the kids, I wanted a black shirt for the Cool Kids Club because I wanted that really high color contrast so the colors will stand out. And I think that the kids will, I feel like the kids will look cool in black. And I decided to make the Cool Kids Club an adult size version as well. So as well, if you're not an auntie or uncle, but you're a kid, you can still be part of the club.
We weren't sure if we wanted to call this a fundraiser. I think for me, it feels a little bit strange, right? Because we're basically asking for people to donate money to the cause of adoption and to help us. But I think at the end of the day, that's the reality of it. The things that we do, I think, are to support our family and to, I guess, further what we're trying to do with our family. And so I feel confident in naming it a fundraiser. I think people might question, oh, like, why? But I guess that's an opportunity for us to talk about adoption and I guess the costs that come with international adoption, specifically in our case.
I think my fear is that people will say, if you're going to adopt and you're asking for financial help, why are you doing it? I think that's a valid question for people to ask too. That's why I felt the fear of calling it a fundraiser. I feel like I could have just sold it and I would still get support. I would sell it a lot cheaper. And I would think a lot of our friends and family would still support by purchasing. But I think calling it a fundraiser and asking for financial help is scary. I mean, we are very blessed to have a home and to raise our children in how in the lifestyle we have. But I think this is where God's calling us, and I don't know.
I mean, I have my theological reasons about why it's okay to do it this way. I do think that God calls all people to help the needy and the poor and the weak, the vulnerable. And that definitely includes children who need homes. And so if you're unable to actually take in children, then I think a valid way to help is to offer financial support. I think it's the same reason why it's okay to give to missionaries. We do see raising our children and adopting kids as a means of spreading the gospel. And I think having people actually come alongside us to partner with us, it's really special that we get to do that. It's a privilege, I think.
Yeah, I agree. That was a good way to put it. Okay, I do think that having it attached to a physical product, I think it does say a lot about us as creative people, like creating a physical thing that we have thought of and designed. I think it does bring awareness too. I think the other idea of the reasoning why it's like a club is not necessarily an exclusive club, but I think it does bring the idea that, you know, we are a collective and a community that comes together to, I mean, I feel supported already from how everyone has helped with the pre-order and things, but I see that we're working together, like Aaron said, like a partnership.
Mm. It's this is a rare project that you and I have, just where we're doing something together. I feel like these are very rare times where we actually get to work on something together. So I'm very thankful that you designed my published piece tote. Thanks for making that happen. This is a dream of mine, and it has come true with this fundraiser.
You're welcome. Well, Aaron has been asking for some physical item for published piece. I've been avoiding it for a long time because I've tried several times to create something for it, but I've never felt inspired or like the aha moment that this is the direction that the design should go. I think with the word published piece, I think technically the letter, the two letter, the P and the P is just so difficult for me to get around. I don't know why. It's just, I couldn't figure out a good way to put it and design it and just have a good layout for it. But the one that is live now, I decided to do a handwritten script. So it's my writing to kind of mirror the idea that it's kind of like a handwritten letter. I think with published piece and with what Aaron is doing with his Dive and Dig Deep, with his books, and just the idea that he wants a tote bag to carry books in particular, I wanted a handwritten font, just like a very personal, like kind of a feel to it. For the word publish. And then the second part was piece. I decided to do a serif font that was kind of like a type, like those block letters, kind of like how you would read in an article or magazine. I decided to do like a serif font like that to kind of emulate that idea. And then after it was done, I was pretty happy with it. Now I'm questioning a couple things, but
wait, why are you questioning it?
I think I could do something. There's so many different ideas, so many different possibilities, not necessarily ideas, so many different possibilities that you could do. Sometimes I feel like if I do something, it's not the best thing, but it is what it is. And it's not to say that that's the only way to do it. But I think I'm just a perfectionist sometimes. I feel like there could be something else too.
Hmm. Well, I'm very thankful for it and I like it. And I am definitely open though in the future for further versions, iterations, editions. Yeah, if we sell out, we can definitely make more. Everybody, thanks for listening to us and for supporting us. Sorry if we sound a little bit tired. We're actually currently recording this in our kitchen without our professional gear. It's just like my little recorder. We are moved into our new home, but we're still getting everything kind of settled, I think. Right now, our front yard and backyard are going under construction, and our home is still not furnished, but we're slowly getting there. And our internet is down right now, and so that's just adding an extra first world stress, but we're happy to be able to try to podcast again. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.